day.
Great news. The true genius behind our colleagues, BBC Lincolnshire. Yes, it is another station in Lincoln. I appreciate there is another station between Siren FM. He is here. Charlie Partridge, good to see you.
Oh, but we're the station for Lincolnshire as well, so we'll let you have a bit of Lincoln. That'll be fine.
Charlie, we were on the board that helped nursemaid Siren through. Our baby, really.
Indeed, yes. I mean, thinking about it, yes, Siren, yeah, we were. And, you know, we were there at the start. Exactly. So it's good to know it's doing well and thriving.
And we're still here, of course, for that part of you. Hannah, this gentleman, managing editor of BBC Lincolnshire, great friend of the man who actually introduced me into radio in the early days, Tim Gillett, down at BBC Essex.
Indeed, good old Tim.
I know, and we don't look a day over when we started in our 20s, but there we are. Anyway, questions for Charlie, please.
Charlie, lovely sunny day. What are you looking forward to seeing today?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing lots of people here, to be honest, because that's what you need at the Lincolnshire Show. You can have all the exhibitions, but if you haven't got the people, it can be pretty sad. So I'm looking forward to not seeing any clouds. I'm looking forward to seeing the sun in the sky, and I'm looking forward to seeing lots of people enjoying what is a classic Lincolnshire day.
Fabulous.
It just gets better and better, and I know that as the team who are waiting in the press stewarding area for you is fine. Yeah. You've got your BBC Lincolnshire hat on, obviously, from that point of view. What magical things can the listener look forward to, possibly using one of those repeat player, iPlayer things to listen to?
Mostly, actually, there's always a difference between what you put on the stage at the show and what you broadcast, because the two things don't always work. So Rod has been doing the breakfast show live from here from 6 o'clock this morning. And then we go into kind of show mode, which is basically we have a lot of music and local people on stage. The reporters go out and do the radio elsewhere, telling the story of the show. So there's two things that go on here. But on stage, in the marquee, we've got Elliot Morris from Horncastle, singer-songwriter, brilliant guitarist, brilliant singer, brilliant songwriter, nice chap too, all round really. He'll be on the Billingay Roughs. Those guys from the Fens will be along to sing a few songs. What else have we got? Gardener's Question Time.
That was great.
Our Gardener's Question Time, not Radio 4 one. And we've got ABBA Salute. Now, they're a local act. They're an ABBA tribute act. They are really good. And I'm just looking over to our marquee now. I know that when they're on, there'll just be a sea of people all around it. So it's going
to
be good.
You see, Hannah, that's why Charlie Partridge is better than the average managing editor. I've put that question to other managing editors at other shows. They haven't got a clue what's happening, really. It's sort of quite bizarre.
Well, I like to know. I feel part of it, really. I mean, as you notice, the whole team over there wearing polo shirts and shorts and, you know, I'm in a suit. Because I swan around.
Yes, it's always important.
I will be swanning around meeting people today.
Charlie, a delight as ever. We'll see you again very shortly.
See you. Bye bye.
Hannah, there are certain legends, as we've spoken about regularly when we do our location reports and audio promenades. We've just spoken to, obviously, managing editor of BBC Lincolnshire, Charlie Partridge. We're now at a scenario that I always feel puts a little bit of Yorkshire back into Lincolnshire, and it's much needed. Lord knows it's needed. It's Bracken Hill Fine Foods, award-winning Yorkshire preserves, and we're about to speak to the legend that is...
It's Jill from Bracken Hill Fine Foods.
Jill, so I wonder if I can actually just come around perhaps this side. Is that okay? Because it's slightly sort of more challenging in this area. We're actually coming... Be backstage, so to speak, which is wonderful, etc. On the other side of the council. Talk to us about what we've got here, because you've got a sensational display.
We have. We've over 300 different recipes on the computer. We try to bring out something new, all with local fruit if we can get it, if it's the best.
Hannah.
I've seen some fabulous looking things down the front there, including some orange curds. That looks lovely. Have you won any awards this year for any particular jars, recipes?
The last award we won was at Beverley Food Festival, which was for a boozy black and blueberry. Ooh. And it is gorgeous. It's blackberries and blueberries with vodka. Just a little tweak of vodka to get the taste palette going.
I mean, I'm always amazed at the range of things that you actually put together. Roughly, how many recipes do you actually have?
We have 300 and rising. My husband gets very bored, you know, so he's always making something new. And it depends on gluts of fruit, you know, and we've taken over an orchard, and this year we've made some cider. But we got rather more cider than we bargained for, so we've had to make cider products.
Makes perfect sense. I can see a location report clearly needs to come to us from that sort of point of view. Almost a recipe for every day of the year from that perspective. We've mentioned about berries, of course. We gather strawberries this year in slightly short demand because, obviously, the weather has not been ideal for strawberry. We've had perhaps too much rain, which is good for the juiciness, but not enough sun.
We haven't, that's absolutely right. We just have to go with it and do the best we can. We have a local chap that's very good to us, and he freezes his strawberries down, and we can draw on them throughout the year.
Will you be at the Great Yorkshire Show?
It's a show that we don't do, I'm afraid.
I know, I've lost it. And it's the Great Yorkshire Show's loss, you know, quite clearly from that sort of point of view. But other places we can actually catch up with you.
Oh, gosh, that's putting me on the spot. We're all over.
Is there a web address that they can go to actually find these things out?
Yeah, www.brackenhillfinefoods.co.uk.
So, Hannah's been working very hard now the last couple of hours. Do you think she deserves to have a first tasting scenario here?
Absolutely. Go round and try whatever you want.
Oh, I think I'll try the boozy black and blueberry.
Okay. We'll make our way around this. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
Now, it's very important to maintain the quality of nutrition. And the great thing about the Lincolnshire Show is you can guarantee the quality that's coming through now. We're currently at a stand for Feeling Fruity, bringing health to you. And we're just about to speak to a fine soul whose name is...
Richard Schofield.
Richard, good to connect with your good self now. What magical things have you got here?
Basically, we do fruit on a stick. It's quite basic. We cut about 8 different fruits up and we put it all on the stick and the customers get to choose exactly what they want. Or we do it in a cup with a fork.
It's quite literally bespoke healthy food, Hannah.
Yeah, this sounds fab. It's really good, like encouraging people to eat healthily. And the fruit here as well, I can see some watermelons, some apples. It's going to be lovely in the sun, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Our business is called Feeling Fruity and our motto is bringing health to you.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Now, I mean, as I say, Hannah's been working very hard so far. Do you think she, Richard, might deserve a little taste treat here today?
Oh, yes, of course.
This is excellent. As we're sort of progressing through the show, etc., I mean, we're working through... Melvin, I'll pass on this one for thanks anyway. It's truly wondrous sort of stuff. How's it tasting, Hannah?
It's brilliant. It's really fresh. It's cooling and it's lovely eating watermelon in the sun. It's really lovely.
This is the sort of thing that I think all country shows actually need. Now, the big question is, will you be at the Great Yorkshire Show later on in July?
I'm afraid not. We do all the shows in Lincolnshire and we do a few in Nottinghamshire. But every year we're expanding because there's not really anyone else who's doing this at the moment. And it's got good scope for expansion. I've been doing it 7 years and we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we just want to bring health to people, especially children. They're our main customer. They see the fruit on the stick, all the different colours, and they make their parents buy them one, and it's fantastic.
It's lovely seeing all the colour here, and you can see why children will be attracted to it, because it's fabulous. It really is.
I think, Richard, you're clearly onto a winner here. Have you got a web address as yet that you'd like to share with the listener as well?
I haven't at the moment, but...
It'll happen.
As soon as I make a lot more money, I'll...
It'll all come together. So Feeling Fruity is the stand, etc. Just looking ahead in terms of some of the other shows that are coming through, etc. Obviously, further ahead, we've got the Christmas markets and various other bits and pieces, but whereabouts in Lincolnshire will you next be performing?
We're doing the Heckington Show. We'll be at the Reesby Show. There's a big one at the Nottingham Riverside Festival, so anyone who lives in Nottingham, come down and see us. And we're also at the Splendour Concert in Nottingham, which is a big event.
Richard, absolutely fantastic. Many thanks for sharing some time with us today. I'll let you get back to cutting up the fruit and doing all the rest of the bits and pieces. I mean, do you feel refreshed now, Hannah?
Yeah, I do. Fabulous. Thank you very much.
The excitement that... accompanies the words Rachel Green cookery demonstration is just phenomenal. I mean, Hannah, I think this morning when we were talking to our press colleagues, they were saying Rachel Green's here today. Yes
they were, and it looks fabulous. I must say, it actually looks like there's a real kitchen right here in the tent. It's so homely.
She's got that whole Rachel. Rachel's with us now. Fantastic.
Hello, how are you?
Delighted to see you again, Rachel.
It doesn't seem a whole year, does it? Where does it go?
365 days. Whoosh, just gone.
Yeah, nice to see you too, Hannah. And thanks for saying it's homely. And well, I always want people to feel like they're coming into my own kitchen, you know. So
It looks absolutely fabulous. And it smells lovely as well. I can see you've got some onions on already.
Yes, I have. I'm going to make a lovely sort of onion tart, actually, because in Lincolnshire, onions, you know, that sort of thing. So we've got lots of nice fresh herbs out the garden as well. And we've had a lot of support. Obviously, I'm working for Taste of Lincolnshire and Select Lincolnshire. And I've seen lots of my food producing friends out there. Jane from Red Hill, Simon from Coat Hill. Simon from Poacher and Mary from Coat Hill Blue. And I'm using stuff, as I say, from these guys as well. I've just picked some cheeses up. I've got my pork and my special black pudding from Red Hill. and also from Pink Pig as well. Very kindly, Waitrose have donated some stuff, some of the dried goods and bits and pieces as well, which is very kind of them. They're very supportive.
Well, it's only right, because as one of our regular contributors is indeed Mr. Sitwell, William Sitwell from Waitrose Food. It's only right, and he does a weekly slot with us. The least he can do is provide you with some food.
Absolutely, I think so. He's a great guy, actually, isn't he? So a great journo, so brilliant. So that's nice. And Simon, you know, and Ian, the colleagues at Waitrose and Lincoln, are always very supportive.
We're at day one of the 2012 show. This is always the excitement here. I mean, again, as Hannah's rightly said, the tent is all laid out perfectly, etc. Is this the moment where you have that slight anticipation? You're just doing the preparation, etc. Because it's all in the preparation, I'm told, Rachel.
Oh, it certainly is. Yes, it's sort of getting your act together on the first day, and it's always the busiest day. But you've got to sort of get everything in place and that sort of thing. But it's also seeing people you haven't seen for a whole year, like yourselves, like your good selves, and really, it's such a friendly show. You know, it's great for all the family. It's a great day out. It's going to be very sunny today, which, you know, makes such a difference. And generally, you know, there aren't many shows like the Lincolnshire Show left, really. True agricultural shows.
Yeah.
And you're seeing lots of people in the agricultural industry here supporting it.
And if people are listening to this, they're thinking, we might be based in Yorkshire, we might be based in Northumberland, but we still want more Rachel Green. Is there a web address that people can go to find out all the manner of marvellous things?
Yes, there is. It's rachel@rachel-green.co.uk. Go on there. There's lots of recipes. But even if you are in Yorkshire, come down to the Lincolnshire Show. It's fantastic.
Quite right. Exactly. Rachel's been splendid as ever. We'll take a few photographs. Hopefully catch up with you tomorrow.
I'd love you to come over tomorrow. I'll probably have a bit more time then and be able to sort of reflect on today.
Exactly. I think it's going to be raining tomorrow, so we can sort of just do all sorts of things. I know, but, you know, but the beauty of this sort of area is you can come inside and shelter.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we're British, so we don't mind about the rain, do we?
So, Rachel Green said amongst all of the exhibitors here today, special mention to the Pink Pig. Wasn't that right, Hannah?
Yes, she just did.
She's very positive. And when you get the Rachel Green seal of approval, you know that you've got a quality-based company. It's a delight as ever to touch base with our fine friends from the Pink Pig, and in particular,
Sally Jackson.
Sally, as I say, yours just scoot by from that point of view, but I see the magic is still there as ever.
I'm afraid you could say we're old hacks at this now, aren't we?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. How has 2011-2012 been for Pink Pig so far?
It's been really good, yeah. You know, despite all the, you know, the signs to the contrary and all the, you know, the downturn and everything, our customers have been incredibly loyal and just keep coming back and back. So, you know, thank you to them. A big thank you.
Well, we'd like to feel that we've done our bit by promoting you online as well, really, for that sort of perspective. Hannah?
The bacon smells absolutely fabulous. Where do you source your pigs from? Are they all local in Lincoln?
They're all grown by us, and whether when we get a little bit short, we do buy some wieners in every now and again, but and then raise them obviously on our land. But we have had a little bit of a hiccup with a pig lately, a boar who wasn't quite performing as he should have done, so we got a little bit
steady.
Yes, I know, radio. We're now sort of back on track again, so everything is coming from our farm, and everything is free range anyway.
That, again, is one of the reasons why I think we've talked about doing a location report with you, and we will make it happen before too long and sort out the details of that. Mention for your team here, though. You've got two fine folk wearing, of course, the Pink Pig livery.
Absolutely. I've got Molly, who's been with me for lots and lots of years, although she doesn't look very old, does she, really? But she's been with me since she was about 15. And Becky, who is about, no, 16, 17. Yeah, who's just starting out, but they're excellent girls. We'll have a good day.
I've no doubt. And take 2 days of that, Hannah.
And the sun is with you as well, so it's lovely being outside. How many people do you think you'll see today? You expect
100,000, I would have said, probably.
Oh, I hope we're not having 100,000 here. They all want bacon butties, and we'll be run out by 11 o'clock. No, I mean, we're hoping. We usually get, you know, over 1,000 a day, so we're hoping for that again.
And we mentioned, obviously, Rachel Green quite literally was very positive in terms of singing your praises, etc. It must be very positive to ensure that, you know, promoting the best of Lincolnshire, thinking farmyards rather than food miles. You're very much at the heart of that.
Rachel's always been absolutely fantastic at promoting us, and I think we've got this rather strange pink peppercorn bacon and a treacle bacon, which I think has attracted her attention this time, so hopefully she'll be cooking with that later.
Now, this is Hannah's third press report in terms of hurting all sorts of other bits and pieces. Do you think she deserves to have a taste of one of these wonderful sort of fabulous Pink Pig bacon scenarios?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I think she does.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Right. Excellent. For the moment, many thanks indeed. A web address, of course. The web address that people can access you on is
www.pinkpigfarm.co.uk.
So we're standing in the middle of the food zone here at the 2012 Lincolnshire Show. Hannah's currently sort of just savouring the delights of a pink pig bacon sandwich. How does it taste to you yourself, Hannah? You can say anything now because we've moved away from the stand.
It's absolutely fabulous, actually. It smells lovely. It tastes brilliant. And it's lovely being in the food kind of centre, because you can see and smell everything. It's very busy already. Sun shining. It's a lovely day, really.
Britain at its best, really.
Yes, exactly. This is like the ideal show. I think, I'm enjoying it more than I enjoyed Bramham, which was a bit more soggy.
Okay, moving on. We've just actually availed ourselves of, yes, I'll give the name check once again, Pink Pig, but we've moved here to another bastion of quality food at the Lincolnshire area. Of course, we are where, Hannah?
We're in the Curtis tent.
The Curtis tent, indeed. Curtis of Lincoln speaking to the truly wonderful soul, who is Neil Curtis. Neil, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
This is home ground, because I always feel when we do a piece with you in Newark, much fun though the Newark and Nottinghamshire show is, you're kind of in a different county then, really. This is home base.
Well, it is home territory, and it's great to be here. And it's such an excellent venue, and nice to see the sun shining, and it's all sort of set for a fantastic show.
Hannah, you had a question about the various bacon areas we had here.
Yes, first time I met you was at the Newark show. Okay. And obviously you had all your carcasses there, and it was all being judged there as well. And I was saying, oh, I hope it's not the same ones. How long do the carcasses keep for?
No, it's certainly not the same carcass as you're in Newark. No, we're a bit too old for that. No,
glad you said that now.
What happens is that the farmers enter the competition, and it's to best find the best bacon carcass. And we get the pigs, rain gets processed, cure them, get them smoked, and then we hang them for judging. Once they're judged, obviously we sell them. They can come up here because they're preserved, meat preserved, not only by curing, but also by the smoking process as well. So that's how I keep preserved. Keeping like this, obviously, you know, a few days, no problem in the open air, and then obviously back in refrigeration, vacuum pack, freeze it down. So you can keep this like this for 2 or 3 days, no problem at all.
Fab. Yeah, and you've got loads of ribbons on the one that has come first here. Would you like to kind of like explain a few of the awards that they've...
Yeah, well, come on, let's have a show you in front of it. Well, obviously what happens is we don't actually win the competition, it's the farmers who actually win the competition. And if you look here, this is the prize-winning car, because they've got exceptional eye muscle. And the thickness of streaking. What the carcasses are judged on two criteria. Points, maybe length in relation to weight, the thickness of the rump fat, and also points for visual inspection. And certainly the eye muscle, look at that, if you compare this to its next-door neighbour, you can certainly tell the difference. The size, the thickness of the streak, particularly in the middle. The shoulder neatness and the gammon neatness, those are the criteria the judges use.
And obviously it's got some fat, but not too much.
That, I think, is too lean, personally speaking.
Flavour, Hannah, flavour.
Yes, I remember saying it Newark and Nottinghamshire.
Yeah, definitely the flavour, and to me, on the personal, it is too lean. There's a few of the carcasses actually sort of a bit better, a bit higher fat content, which we would eat better. Certainly meat-wise, value for money, meat-wise, certainly exceptional. I don't know about eating quality, but the only way you can do that is put it in a frying pan, you'll find out.
Very true.
Neil, just for the historians, Curtis of Lincoln have had a long history in Lincolnshire. It's worthwhile just doing a potted notion, because you are the latest in a long line of Curtis folk who've actually been involved with top food production in Lincoln.
That's right. I'm part of the seventh generation involved in the Curtis family. And then we've got members of the eighth generation involved, and my niece will be here tomorrow. And we've also got cousins involved in the business as well. So we're quite long. We believe we were founded about 1828, which is a few years
before you were born.
Yeah, long time before I was born. Thank you, Alex.
And we started off as pork butchers. Since then, we diversified, I think, one of our relations in the early 1900s into bakery foods. And bakery now is, it seems to have overtaken the butchery side of things, but meat is still an important part of the business.
And it's always a joy when I'm sort of passing through parts of Lincoln. I see the Curtis of Lincoln brand out there. I always avail myself of the whole thing, which is splendid stuff there. A little bit of product endorsement there, actually. I haven't charged Neil at all.
Exactly.
Neil, fabulous as ever. Hopefully, we will in the very near future do a little location report with you at your bakeries and various other bits and pieces and follow it through from thence.
Okay, look forward to seeing you then. No problem at all.
Clearly, we get folk who are recognised as just wonderful quality communicators when we're in the retail area, and whether it's the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show or Harrogate Spring Flower Show, Pashmina Passion springs to mind. We're delighted now to speak to
Pia from Pashmina Passion.
Pia, good to connect with your good self. Good to see that your mother's got total faith in your good self, so she said, yeah, you can do the interview this time, right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Mother, for leading me to do it.
Now, Nick Smith, Royal Ascot press officer, was very keen recently to say that the new dress code at Royal Ascot has a number of Pashminas that are actually there in terms of being worn from that point of view. That must be a step up in terms of ensuring that your Royal Enclosure Pashmina is okay.
Well, yeah, I wish we were there actually to sell them, but no, I think it's a good thing. I think that the dress code at these events should be upheld, and I think that it is, and it's good. It's good promotion for us as well, for accessories, and that it should be part of the outfit anyway. Really, I think
part of the season. Hannah,
how far have you come today?
We've travelled from Altrincham in Cheshire, so it's about a couple of hours for us. But we come to the Lincolnshire Show every year. It's always a good one for us.
Can't believe we missed you beforehand, as we've been. So obviously we spent too much time in livestock and not enough time in retail.
I know. This is where the action is.
Clearly. Now, as ever, Pia, you have a wonderful way of actually stylishly demonstrating the whole routine. What sort of pashmina do you think Hannah would suit here?
I think something quite casual. It's a nice sunny day today, so it is Members' Day, but I think it's good. I mean, you're wearing jeans and nice summer top, so I think something casual would go quite well with your outfit today.
What do you think, Hannah? Ready to do some photo shoots?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then.
We'll set you up with something nice.
Excellent. And a reminder, web address for Pashmina Passions is?
We don't actually have a website.
No.
Yeah, you can look us up on the Lincolnshire Show website and the exhibitors list.
So where are you going after this? Will we see you at the Autumn Harrogate Flower Show?
Yes, you will. We will also be at the Norfolk Show, Royal Norfolk Show next week, and the Great Yorkshire Show and the CLA Game Fair.
Well, I think two out of three of those areas, or three out of four, will probably sort of catch up with you, because yep. You've become, you know, as I say, legendary peer.
And Burley as well. We're at Burley
Horse
Trials.
Exactly.